This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to jump to something now, which is, we've spoken a bit about Egypt, we spoke about the Majd, let's speak about Medina, alhamdulillah. You're a graduate of the Islamic University of Medina from the Faculty of Hadith.
No.
Are you sure? Why not Hadith? You went to Majd. The Majd is molten, it's Hadith, it's a place of Hadith, right? You've gone to the Jami, you've gone to Sharia, why? Why didn't you go to Hadith?
Okay, I sought advice from many, right? And you know, everyone's always going to be like, have that sort of ta'assub for where they studied and what they studied, right? Which is perfectly normal and fine. I remember I consulted the mashayikh of Yemen.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll say, go to Kuliyat al-Hadith.
Yeah.
Because that's what their studies revolved around mainly, right? I remember I saw advice from Sheikh Falah Ismail.
Yeah.
Sheikh Salim al-Tawil, who used to come back and forth. And I remember also, I believe it was Sheikh Saleh Saimi.
Yeah.
They all said to me, go to Kuliyat al-Sharia.
Yeah.
Right? Even though Sheikh Saleh Saimi is a professor in Aqidah. And the reason that they would normally state was, this is Umm al-Kuliyat, it is the mother of all faculties, which is very, very true.
On a side note, I asked Sheikh Abdul Muslim al-Abad the same question. Okay. He said, and he's at the Muhadith of Medina. What did he say? Sharia. He was teaching in Sharia. He teaches in Sharia.
He teaches in Sharia. He's still teaching in Sharia.
SubhanAllah.
Even though he's retired, and he can just retire, right?
Yeah.
And not come to the university, he still just goes and teaches.
Yeah. He's a different level when it comes to consistency in teaching 6 days a week without missing days and stuff like that.
So go on. I'm also dropping a voice note to Mufti Muhammad Munir.
Yeah.
And I
graduate from the Faculty of Hadith. Yeah.
I remember he sent me 9 voice notes.
Yeah. Why you should go Hadith?
Why should
point 1, point 2, point 3.
Now literally he's going on, he goes, listen, I know you, I've seen this, you're a very Hadithy guy, you're going to Hadith. I still remember it, and I appreciate that. He sent me 9 voice notes. I was taken aback, whoa, 9 voice notes.
Yeah.
Right? And he's very passionate about Hadith, you know. Hadith is a disciple, and Hadith disciple. Okay, Tayyip, I was like very convinced I'm going to go to Hadith. And until I ran into, at the time, this was back in 2015, Dr. Tahir White.
Yeah. Another Hadith graduate.
He's a Hadith graduate.
And a PhD holder as well.
In Aqidah.
Yeah, in Aqidah from the Jami as well,
And he said to me, if I could go back, I would do Sharia.
Yeah.
And I advise you to go into Sharia. I said to him, why? He said, the subjects that you study in Sharia is much more difficult to find outside of the Jami'ah.
Yeah.
Right? And he said that which you study in Hadith, you can find it, inshallah ta'ala.
Yeah, outside.
Based on his opinion. And when he said that to me, with all the different advices that I received, I just basically went with that, done istikhara, and it was the best thing for me.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Right? Because when I was in Yemen, we studied a lot of Mustalah al-Hadith, right?
Yeah.
And I remember when I came back, I did teach Bayquniyah, I even taught Tadhkiratu, Al-Tadhkira Ibn al-Munaqqin, right? And then I was going to go on to Nukhba, to Fikr.
Yeah, all books in the principles of Hadith, science of Hadith.
I realized like the students don't necessarily even need that.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of the questions that people ask you and that which people need is mainly Aqidah
and Fiqh.
And Fiqh.
Yeah, 100%. Right?
And when you go into Kuliyat al-Hadith, you'll be spending a lot of time. The time that you spend doing Usul al-Fiqh, which you really, really need.
Yeah.
As somebody who's going back to the West, you'll be spending doing Mustalah Hadith. Tadrib al-Rawi.
Yeah.
Right. And I think most brothers, even those who have graduated from Hadith, they will agree with that.
Yeah.
And if you're not continuously practicing what you studied in Hadith, it's just going to...
Yeah, any subject, you're going to lose it, you're going to forget
when
it.
When we
talk
about Mustalah, we're not speaking about Fiqh al-Sunnah.
Yeah.
Fiqh al-Sunnah is the understanding
of Hadith as separate.
We're not speaking about that. We're speaking more about the tools that you need to check
make
the Hadith.
Yeah.
You have Sheikh Al-Albani, you have Arnaut, you have Sheikh Mughbil.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of the checking for you.
Yeah.
And you coming back, you're going to be so busy.
Yeah.
You are definitely in need of Al-Fiqh and the Aqidah, because there's so many doubts that people have. And when we say Aqidah, it shouldn't necessarily just be, you know, the issues pertaining to Al-Asma wa Sifat. We're talking about also issues related to atheism.
Yeah, contemporary issues.
Yeah, I mean, contemporary issue which one should give a lot of time to.
Yep.
And Usul al-Fiqh is very important as well.
Yeah.
Because we have the enemies of Islam who are always trying to find holes and contradictions in the Sharia. And Usul al-Fiqh gives you the tools to be able to reconcile between evidences and to put things in the proper context and perspective. I remember my Sheikh one time said to me, Sheikh Muhammad Kareem, that I believe it was Ghudayan, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Because when he knows alive, right?
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Usul, we translate it so that everyone...
Usul fiqh is like the gates of the nusus.
Yeah. Nusus being in the Qur'an and the sunnah, the text, basically.
So nusus means the text, and then nusus means thieves.
Yeah.
So what usul does, it protects the sharia
from
the thieves.
Yeah.
Any these orientalists and these enemies of Islam. That's exactly true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
I mean, I think in the early days of the, let's say, the Salafi Dawah in the UK, what was missing, in my opinion, is a lack of being able to understand the usul and apply that to the text.
Yeah, that's so, what maybe made certain brothers extremely narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have, for example, there was always a backwards and forwards between the students in Hadith and in Sharia as well. That probably still goes on now, but to a degree.
Without shadow of a doubt, like, you know, that Hadith, mashallah, you can see they like as a whole, they seem much more serious than the ones in Sharia.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, the scale is tipping now because a lot of them, a lot of the Westerners are now going there.
Yeah.
A lot of, even now the Arabs, they've started going into Sharia more
because
of it, you know, covering a wide range of subjects.
Yeah.
But Hadith, mashallah, they memorize.
Yeah.
Right? I remember Sheikh Mohammed Timhambo, he said to me that...
is he a Hadith graduate as
he's a Hadith graduate.
Yeah.
That he memorized Al-Muharrar.
Yeah.
Right? Memorized Al-Muharrar. However, there's a way around it. Memorize Balugh al-Maram and go to Kulli Sharia.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. So, yeah, there's a way around it.